covered Trevor Pasha's Parah this week, that we learned the first halach in Rambam, Hilchos Parah Aduma. The Rambam, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Parah Aduma, Halach Aleph, brings down the halach of the Mishnah, beginning of Masechta Parah. The Mishnah says, according to Chachamim, we paskin that a Parah Aduma has to be a Bas Shel Rishonim, has to be 3 years old. Be 4 years old, it has to be at least 3 years old. 3 years old means that it went into the third year. And the reason is, the Mishnah has a drasha. This is a statement in the Torah of Parah. It's called a Parah. Less than 3 years old is not a Parah. It's an egla. It's an egla. And in English, I think it would be called a calf. You would call it a calf. And when it reaches 3 years old, that's when it's called a cow. The Torah says it should be a Parah, not an egla. So therefore, it has to be at least 3 years old. The Rambam brings down also that it should not be more than 4 years old. Because if it's more than, it could be 3 or 4, if it's more than 4, if it reaches the rate of 50, it's called a zakena. And a zakena is if it's not mehuda for any carbon. You're not supposed to bring a zakena in chachinga. But in case, if it's healthy, if it's not a treif, if there's no mum, and it has all the dinim of paraduma, you could bring a zakena also by the eved. But in chachinga, the best time to bring it is a baskim or a bastalim, when it's 3 or 4 years old. But again, the Rambam says it cannot be less than 3. The Mishnah says it cannot be less than 3 because that would not be a parah. Then the Rambam is moisif on more halacha that's not in the Mishnah. It's not in the Mishnah. It's not even in Shas. It's only a Sefri. The Rambam brings down the halacha in the Sefri says that when the Gizbo, the Bedek Habayis, goes to buy the parah duma, he should also not buy it until the parah is 3 years old. He should not buy it early. In other words, the Gizba, if he finds a paraduma which is the Yachim Sias, which is too young, which is 2 years old, he should not, and normal, it's possible for paraduma to grow by Hekdish also. If Hekdish has any flocks or something, has any behemoths in it, punk that happens to grow by the base of Mikdash, what belongs to the Bedek Habayis, and it grows over the paraduma, it's born a paraduma, that's very easy, it belongs to them, but the odds are it's going to grow somewhere, it's going to be born somewhere else in the world. So wherever it's born, like the Gemara says, "Vedam and Atina," could be born even by a guy. Wherever it's born, and the Bedek Habayis goes to buy it from them, they should not buy it early. They should not buy it before it's 3 years old. The reason is the Sefer is a drasha. Since it says in the Torah, "Beichu elecha para vidashin the kicha should only be when it's a para." Beichu elecha para when the hektish is koined, they should be koined beichu. The kicha should be when it's a para, not when it's an agola. If they buy it too early, they're not the kind this pasuk, especially because there's a cost of yichunach of the b'shas tekicha.
Could they buy it as bedek habayis and later on you not
to sit? That's what Rambam says. No, fairish not. The Sefri says not. You should not buy it if they find it. They should not buy it early, and even to megadol it, even to raise it and save it till when it reaches 3, because it's
very.
It tells it's a din in the kicha. It's a din in the kicha. And pshat's like this. Pshat is because this is a halacha. There seems to be a din that the paraduma has to belong to Klal Yisrael. Has to belong to the Bedek Habayis. The gizba of the Bedek Habayis buys it to Klal Yisrael. He buys it. The Rambam says with the mois from Chumash Alishka, with the money from the Bedek Habayis, which belongs to Klal Yisrael. That's what he buys it with. The Mishnah brings down from the Rash from Masechta the Parah. I think in Perek Beis, that the Rash is Perek Beis at the end of Mishnah Gimel. The Rash says that it's lav dafka, the Bedek Habayis has to buy the par from the yachid that has it. The yachid, if he wants, he could be misnadav or moisim l'tziba. If he wants, he could give it to the tziba. He could be maknit to the tziba. The whole halacha is that the tziba has to own it. So if the yachid wants to give it, not take any money, he wants to, even if it's worth a fortune, you know, but he wants to have the schus and give it away, give it to the Bedek Habayis, he can do that also. But it'll come out, according to this Sefri, he should not give it to the Bedek Habayis until it's a bas gimel. The kinyan of the Bedek Habayis should not be until the paradum is a bas gimel. Because not only is the paradum not kosher until it's a bas gimel, but the Torah says, v'yichu elecha para. The kicha, the kinyan of Klal Yisrael should be when after it's a para. The Rambam then is moisif, which is the chayr and eitzah toiv. The Rambam does say that if in Motsu, if they found an egla, it's less than 3, that was madim, it was all red, it was this special yakam etzias. What Bezin could do is, the Hekdash could go to a person with Poiskin Loimaman, they could go make up with him a price, and they'll just make up, the notion is Poiskin, they make up with him a price, and they'll come back, if there becomes a Bas Gimel, and they'll pay him that price. What's the Rambam saying? I think the Rambam saying an Eitz HaToiva. And what's the Eitz HaToiva? I think the Eitz HaToiva is, in case the person who has this Yachim Metzias, this Paraduma, which is too young, Now he's masking to give it to sell it to Rebbe Gabayis. But maybe later on, the Pesil actually knows he'll change his mind. But if Bezin was Poskur Olav Mammon, if they made up with him a price, then already Bezin later could go and be koif him and take it from him by force and just pay him his money. We made up with you, this is the price, give the money, take it from him. If they didn't make up with him, then it would be Geneva. Bezin can't steal either. I mean, the Sanhedrin can't steal, Hektish can't steal. They can't just go and force the guy. You can't do that. But in Lamaisa, if they made up with him, that's the Sitoiva. So as soon as they see this Yaakov Metzius was Noingad, the special part of the was Noingad, what they should do is, Ram says, they should be Posak all of Mammon, they should make up with him a price. And I think the idea is, so later on. It's not a Kenyan, but it's a. I mean, these are Gemaras in Hazov, the end of Hazov, that the end of Halton Vot. It won't be like Sachma, it won't be forcing someone to sell something to you, it would be right, it wouldn't be Geneva, you will have to go up
in
then.
No,
Pasku, the Chazayin in Mishnah is part of the power on the side, some of the Mishnah is put to the back, it's put to the Chazayin Nochem from the Shvi Nero's brother. And Chazayin Nochem is Medayik, the Rambam says, Befeish, Poiskin on the Dom, he doesn't say nice to them, he doesn't say he give the money. Even though we paskin that money mois is not kind, we need mashicha. Maybe give the money and later we'll make the mashicha made the kinyan. But you want to do this din of yuchel lechapora midiraisa. In case they made the kichra midiraisa, they won't be kind this din. And there's a halacha that bezdin that the hekta should first klai so should first be kind of part doing once the baskin. So that's what I'm saying. Poiskin on the domen.
It could be a
Kenyan
piece of
dumb. A Kenyan piece of dumb? They don't make a Kenyan. Yeah, you're right. But we're talking about, you're right, if there's a mark, that's mark, sure.
You can make a
yeah, if the mark is masking. But what the Rambam means is, you're careful not to make a Kenyan. You just post on the dumb, and I think it's an Ace Toiver that he can't back out. And we can later we can come and force him and take it from him and be a neighbor. That's what I'm saying.
Once it's three, it's going to be worth more money.
That, of course, it didn't change.
Maybe.
So it works both ways. It works both ways. The person selling it.
And the
person selling it is taking a chance also. If he waits till three, he could get zero. The stock right now is 200. It could go down to zero. It could go up to the 400. Some people they want
to
just take out their money now.
You made up.
You works both ways. You got a good deal, but it's like buying now. That's right. In Mishnayis, Pesach Depor, there's a parish Mishnah Achorin, this beautiful parish. We have it on Seder Zorim and Seder Tayrus. And Seder Zorim is called Mishnah Rishayna, and Seder Tayrus is called Mishnah Achorin. We'll watch in the Gemara at the end of the Dharm, other places, Seder Shayna, Lamadisha Parish. And the Mishnah Achorin, from the big Achorinim, he clears a shayla. What would be the din with a paraduma which is already 3 years old, it's already basketball? But it had a different problem, it had a mum. The din is, we're going to learn soon, that a mum passes a paraduma the same way it passes a carbon. But this mum was a mum that you could fix. There are mumim that you're able to fix. Like a yavel nest, the Gemara Bukharis talks about, there's certain mumim that you can cut off. There's a mum, a yavel nest, like a growth in a certain place, which is a mum, and you can cut it off, the behavior becomes kosher. Zemeh, cut the Mishnah Rishayna. If you have a para which is ready bas gimel, the problem is you can't bring it for para duma because it has this mum. Are you allowed to, is Hektish allowed to buy it now when it has the mum? Or does Hektish have to tell the owner, you cut off the mum before we're cutting it, so we should make a kinyan in a para that's roy right now to bring as a para duma? The chakir is this drasha, which is in the Sefri, the drasha of the Sefri, that yichel lecha parah v'loy egla, is the drasha just on the din parah, on the age, the way the Sefri is talking about. Yichel lecha parah with medayik and lashon of a Torah. The Torah calls it a parah, not an egla. It has to be 3 years old, not younger, which is a kef, which is an egla, not a parah yet. Or is it, what is the Torah saying? Yichel lecha parah v'loy egla means take a parah that's roy right now to be a parah duma. The kinyan should be b'shas parah duma. Nafkamin would be this. Is this drush including that it should not have a mum? They should fix the mum first and that. It's the Shein HaChakir, and the Mishnah Chorin wants to say that this Chakir is Peshad and Machaikis Tanoim, Yehudim and Peshimin, and the Mishnah, Mesach the Parapeg, Beis Mishnah Beis. Look at the Mishnah, that's the Mishnah, Mamash, it's Mamash and Machaikis Tanoim. And I think the Halacha, it comes out that yes, the part of Yichel HaChapar is, it should be not only a Bas Gimel, but it should be kosher and Roi for to be brought as a paraduma, medama tikunim, and in case it had a mum on it, which you could fix, or mum that will go away with time, they should not buy it yet. They should wait till the mum is over or till the mum is masukin, and then they should first be kind of it. About kaponim, this is all the Rambam sheet. The Rambam brings down this sefri halacha in the beginning of Hosfar Duma that we dash of yuchalech para paravaleyagla, that the kinyan of hektish should be b'shas that's already 3 years old, not earlier, not when it's only nagala. The Ravid is chaylik. The Ravid says there's no such halacha. The Ravid says hektish doesn't have to can buy the paraduma even when it's young, even when it's 1 year old, 2 years old, he could buy it early. The Ravid says the only halacha is hektish should not be makdashit. This is a little bit of it. He's saying hektish should not be makdashit. It should not. You have to be makdash a paraduma. Do you makdash every carbon? Before you be a carbon, first you have to be makdash. You have to say this is a carbon shlom. This is a carbon chatas. You have to be makdash it, and you have to say this is a paraduma. And the reason why you should not be makdash it when it is because it's different than the Rabbi says. The reason is because ain makdash and tells mana. It's a din by all kachim. You never every all kachim have halacha. Some kachim you don't bring till it's 1 year old, till it's two. So you're not makdash a carbon and tells mana. Until it's in the Zman, they're starting to bring. Every BM has to be at least 8 days old. You have to, you're not Makdash to come until Sech Man. That's why you're not Makdash. But that's some Kenyan driver says there's no such thing. You're able to buy it before, or be kind it, or the Yachar can be Menadav it, can give it to Bezdin, to Hektish, before it's Bas Gimel. In fact, the Chazanish in Seif on Parah, Simen Gimel, Seif Eischess, and Rach Shulchan Asid, I saw also is the kasha in Hilchos Paraduma, Simen Gimel, said, hey, what's Pshat the Ravid? Why would the Ravid be hung on the Rambam? The Rambam has a mock in the Sefri. It's a very clear Sefri which makes this drasha. And no one's hung on the Sefri. At least the Simen Gimel, Chazanish, and the Rach Shulchan's kasha, they didn't find anyone chaylik. I mean, if there would be a Babli, a Gemara, which is chaylik on the, okay, we understand, you pass like the Babli. Even if there'd be a Tesefta or a Medrashep or something that's chaylik on the Sefri, you can see what the Ravid is chaylik. But if no one is chaylik on the Sefri, and there's a fish is Sefri, b'yichalach a parah, v'layegla, you have to be kind of the parah only when it's already a parah, only when it's 3 years old, not earlier. Why would the Ravid say there's no such halacha? And they all bleib shver on the Ravid. So chaylik is a shver Ravid. So I was thinking maybe to fan for this Ravid, as I. The Milchus Chinuch in Mitzvah Shins inside Zion space wants to say the Mechidosh. She wants to say that this Sefri, and even according to Rambam, the passage like this Sefri, the Bichur Lech Apara is a halacha, you have to be koinu the Apara when it's three, Hektish should not be koinu for Klai Yisrael before it's Apara. So the Milchus Chinuch, Mestavra, that this is not Ma'akiv. It's only Lech Atchila. As I said, the Milchus Chinuch, it's only Lech Atchila. But the Yevet, if they made a mistake, and they bought the Apara too early, and they made a kinyan on it, they bought it from the guy, or the guy gave it, was maknet to Hektish was kind of, the giz was kind of, too early, he could bring it right there. And his diyak is, because the Rambam does not say it's possible. If you look, he says, if you look in the Rambam, and a lot of other halachos, the Rambam does say, Moshalmum, other things are possible. Over here, the Rambam does not use the lashon of possible. The Rambam just says, being Zan Safi, you should buy it when it's a parah, not when it's a gla. So Mechus Chinuch wants to be medayak that it's only a chachiga, not bediyavit. That's the Mechus Chinuch. What I didn't understand about this Mechus Chinuch is, why he has a shtickle diyak, but where does he get this pshitusa, this pshitus that there's only nechatchila, not b'dievet? There's a famous tosis in Gittin, the Afgimel Mabez, on the bottom, the Vimaska Vachi. Tosis says, b'deraisa ein chilin ben nechatchila diyevet. Tosis says a klal. This whole musik, this whole concept of nechatchila, the right way to do it is like this, but if you didn't do it that way, don't worry about it, the yates anyway. That's only in the Rabbonims. In the Rabbonims, there's a concept that nechatchila do it this way, if you didn't do it, okay, we get weiter. And the rice is no such thing, Zaktaisis. And the rice, the Torah says something. What? We're getting that. Right. That's the Taisis in Gittin. It's the same Taisis in Pesach and Afir Aleph. And over there, Taisis says, except there's one exception by Kotchim. By Kotchim, there's a Gemara in Zvachim, Dav Chav Gimel, the Gemara says that you need Shonong of a Kosel Akiv. Special din by Kotchim, you have to have, every din in Kotchim has to be written twice in the Torah to Makiv. If something's written in the Torah one time, that's takan chachilah. That means you're supposed to do it that way. Only shonong, you need shonong of a kosov. A lot of times the Gemara says, yes, where's the shonong of a kosov? Where do we have a second time? And the Gemara has to bring the pasuk was written twice. When it's written a second time, that's when it's makib. So by kachim, you do have this musig, you do have this concept of a chachilah. That preferably the way to do it is like this. So b'dievet, if it's not shonong of a kosov, it's not makib, you fulfill the din. But the rest of the Torah, we don't find such a din. Of We don't find such a din, chum between chachirim and b'diavad. Agav, ma'am mokum, the Yosef Engel in the Sefer Lekach Toiv, klal hei, he's ma'arich on this Indian dad. And the Raisa, besides kochim, there's no din of a chachirim and b'diavad. It's very ma'arich. As a mela, you could clear, chachir, you clear shayla, paraduma, is that din kochim or is it din tires? Is it in like a carbon or is it in tires? It's the way to metaya a tummy mess, you know, paraduma.
You moil on it? You moil
if you have an idea?
Yeah, it's cold. It's cold. We're going to go to the rice both ways. Let's go a few rice. It's a nice check. I'm not sure. Right, we're going to get to that. We'll get to that. First of all, the Gemara says, I'm not sure if you're moiling in it. It belongs to the Rekabaya, so it's a good shayla. But first of all, the Gemara says in the Avodah Zarah, Dachav Gimon Beis, and it's Gemara Chulin, if you don't have Beis, the Gemara Dashens, the Torah calls by Paraduma and Pashas Chukas, we're going to learn this week, because it may need the Chattasi. So it's Mayim to be Mataya, and it's a Chattas. Even though a Paraduma and Chariz and Shechs would become a Chattas, we don't do any of the Maisim of a Kavan Chattas, all the halachos don't apply to it. It doesn't come on a chet, but for some reason, Torah calls it a chattas. The Gemara Dashens, chattas kayach mona. Torah calls it a chattas. And the gemara is, whatever pasels in a carbon, pasels in a paraduma. And the Gemara gives examples. A baal mum. That's how we know a baal mum passes by a paraduma. Because chattas kayach mona. Everything's outside the Zohar. We can get to that soon. Everything is outside. Right, but the Maisa Bamun passes a Niva, if someone was bought on a paraduma, was Mazanim with a paraduma, a person that is Aver, was in the paraduma, was a Niva, which is sold for a carbon. You have to understand why do you need a special drasha that a Niva is possible for a paraduma? That'd be possible as it was nice oil. It was nice the person. Teretz maybe Chayach, this lad, this Aver, if a Niva, without being a nice up being a masa. Mechir kelev, we know by kabonis, anything you sold for a kelev, for a dog, you took a behemoth, you traded it for a dog, that behemoth becomes possible for carbon. Zok the Gemara, the same din, it's possible for paraduma, and the estan zayna. Person paid the zayna for snus, but this behemoth, that behemoth, even though, see, if you look at it, there's nothing about the behemoth, but it was used for payment for a zayna, it becomes possible for carbon. The same thing, it becomes possible for a paraduma. So Gemara Dash is all this because chat is kai yachmana. So all this is mashma. And the Rambam brings down the Salach also in Hilchos Paraduma, Perigal, and Falach Hazayim. But basically, all these Salachas on Chayim Mashma that Paraduma has a din kachim, has a din carbon. But on Maisa, I don't think it's Muchach, because you could be Deicher, you could say that Paraduma really is din Tyrus. But it's a Kosov that what's Kosher Paraduma for Tyrus? The same thing that you bring for a carbon. This is carbon is din kachim, this is din Tyrus. But we have Xeris a Kosov, Chattis Kayach Monotor, Kolo Chattis, Tongar now. Whatever is kosher for Achim Chattis is kosher for this entire of Paraduma. Maybe it's not the biggest raya. Another raya in Lachar would be from the fact that the Paraduma is bought from the Kotshe Bedek Abayis. You buy it from the money from the Bedek Abayis, which Lachar would be mashmas in Kotshim. But by then, maybe it's not Muchach. Maybe the Lomaisis is something that has to be bought for Klai Yisrael. Where does Klai Yisrael have Mom and Hatziba that they can make a kini for Klai Yisrael? The only money Klai Yisrael has is the Bedek Abayis. Kemen Zogin does. That really is not in kachim, like we're saying, it's a din tire. But the reason why it's both from the Bedek HaBayis is that's the only way Klai Yisrael buy it. Right, the other way, Lachar, is, as Rabbeinu was saying, the fact that all the maisim of Paraduma are done chutz lazar. In the Pashas Parah, we're going to say, the Pasuk says, it's after my soul, Loza Koin, they give it to Loza Koin, who was the Koin Gold at that time. Aaron Koin was Nifta, they give it to Koin Gold. But Hoytzi Yisrael, Mechutz Samachna, Veshachay Yisrael Nifonav. You take it out of the, he didn't shecht it in the Mishkan and the Azar, the way they shecht it all in all the Kabbonis, he took it, Bedavka Mechutz Samachna. And later, when the Beis HaMikdash was built, and they took it out of the Beis HaMikdash, they brought it to HaMishcha, this whole Arichas, the Gemara in the beginning, the second Perek Sukkah, explains how they brought it on bridges. But everything was done outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Where do you find any din kachim that was done at Bedavka outside? Samishtaleach, uh-huh. Yes, and good. And that's Zichra Kabin. Okay, but besides, but Bedavka Klal, Kabonis are brought in the Mikdash, I would think that this is Bissel Mashmoyis, that this is not, this, it's not brought on the Mizbeach, but Klal is not Shech to Mizbeach. So Mishnah is a bissel shayach to the soya, which is on Hashem. You know, you take that. Maybe that's why it's in carbon. It's brought together with the soya on Hashem. This one is taken outside. It does start. The vidui is done in the Beis HaMikdash. It has something in the Beis HaMikdash. The vidui is done in the Beis HaMikdash. But this is all done. This is all done outside, which will be a bissel mashma that it's that it's not a carbon, that it's the entire, especially the entire. So we do find that Torah does say that when Elazar Koyin shechted it, he was makabel the dam, and he did zrika leichach el moed. From outside the machna, he did zrika sadam towards the omoed. And later, when the Beis Hamikdash was built, they would do zrika towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which sounds like a shtuk of a mice of a carbon. But vaita, maybe it's not so muchach. I mean, we do find, we daven, tefillah is towards the machaven. We stay in Mechuvin towards Kesher HaKadoshim, and Tefillin L'Chayr is not Din Kachim. The Gemara in Tainis Davei is thus called Avodah Shebalev, it is a Din Avodah, but L'Chayr is not Kachim. Not everything that's Neuchach, the Kesher HaKadoshim from outside is Muchach, that it's Din Kachim.
The question is if you moil or not.
Maybe it's not Dafka Din Kachim either. Maybe Moil Behektish, it belongs to Hektish. You have to know how that works. Yeah, that would be a Shtaker Raya. I'm going to get soon to the other guys. You find also Achol Ebrachu. The Mila is like a different. Belongs to Eibishter. Belongs to Eibishter. And Lav Davkis didn't catch him.
You don't bring your car Mila.
But man, we want to bring your right. Our Yochakir is Benegay. If you need Shalom of Kassel Akiv, this is Mamasha didn't catch him. That needs Shalom of Kassel Akiv or not? That's the Yochakir. But we do find a paraduma Koma says done Eidei Kohen Gadol. Torah says it's done by the Elazar ben Aaron, who was the Kohen Gadol at that time, and later it was always done. All the Maisim were done at the Kohen Gadol, but also that's not, which should be a Mashmal Chayr, that's a Din Kachim, but also it's not Muchach. There are Dinim Kohen Gadol that are not Negei Kachim. And Mashal Reitzeach, Beshoyge, leaves near Miklap, Bemisis Kohen Gadol, Evi Mochemes Mitzvah, they went to Beshoy all the Kohen Gadol, we had bring their Matumim, it was a Din, Mochemes Mitzvah, Eidei Kohen Gadol. Which is not Din Kachim. It's not Muchach, it's a Din Kachim, the fact that you need a Kohen Gadol.
Maybe it's Ras.
But my biggest Raya is, and tell me what you think is Raya. My biggest Raya is the fact that Rabbeinu Kodesh was Masad Masach Depara in Tyrus, not in Kachim. I don't see the Kachim. And the Rambam in Mishnah in Yad Chazokah was Masad also in the Sefer Tyra, not in Sefer Korbanos, so Sefer Avodah. The Rambam could be Nimshach after the Mishnah, after the Rebbe. But the Maisa, there's Yudal Svarim in the Yad Chazakah. There's a whole safe of 14 Chalakim to Rambam. There's a whole safe on Kabbonis, which is on Yoni Kabbonis. There's a whole safe of Avoida, which is also in Yoni Kachim. And then there's a safe of Tyre. And the Rambam puts Gantz Hilchas Paraduma and the whole Maisa and Paraduma in Sefer Tyre. You would think that this is, Hilchas Mechusha Kapar is also a little bit of Tyre. You know, if you Matthias, someone to Kachim. Another level of tires. That's in Kachim. That's in Kachim. Why is the Rambam put Gansuchas Parah and Sefer Tyre? The Chayes Shulchan Diyek that the Ikka of Paraduma is not a Din Kachim. The Ikka maybe has some Shechas the Kachim, but the Ikka is a Din Tyre. So it's a Din to Yimitaya to me. As a Mela, this Menchas Chinuch that he wants to say that this Din Beicha Lecha Parah is not Ma'akiv, and we were asking why not. What?
After they buy it, what do they have to do? They have to make it
active?
What do they have to say?
You said that before they Yeah, you do your math. Well, that could be a Zari Hasmona. You find Hasmona by Sefer. Also, other things also. That's not so muchach that you have to be. You're a Makdashi. You're saying this is a paraduma.
Yeah,
Teich Zmana. Well, that could be. It's not Shaykh to be Makdashi something. Teich Zmana. It's not really. You can't be Makdashi.
Esten
Zoyne. Esten
Zoyne talks about also if you could use a paraduma.
Right. The Rambam says before Shnat. It's not.
I was thinking that also.
The fact that we need a whole drusha has to tell you that maybe it's not kosher. It's only until you learn down.
That's because it says by Ethan it says Beis Hashem Alekecha, and over here it's not Beis Hashem Alekecha. So you would think it's Nismayit. Kamash Malon that it's not Nismayit. Because it says Beis Hashem Alekecha, Kamash Malon, that it's not inspired from Beis Hashem Alekecha. By Esma.
But
so many Esma said Beis Hashem Alekecha, over there it's Mashma, that it has to be something. It's not.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't Kachin at all,
why?
You're allowed to bring Kloyim, you're allowed to bring what's it called, you're allowed to use Esma Zayna for Ben Kabayis.
Right, so we wanted to learn that it's a din entire, but it's like that. This din entire has to be the same din. Chatz kayachman, what's kosher for chatz?
What's kosher?
That's a chatz entire.
But all those things are kabbalas.
oh, that's zicha, the yikud din tayr, you know, it starts with that, it's only like one extra parak at the end. The tayr samasar.
Oh, it's a carbon for only for
that. Yeah, but here the whole, okay, but here the whole thing is in the tayr. But upon them, we say this mechaschinech sakir that if the din of yichal echa parv, they made a mistake and they bought the parv too early. You're not supposed to, like, I'm supposed to buy when it's 3, now when it's 2. Is that makav or not? A chayr should be telling you in this. It should be telling you if it's a din in Taira, then you don't need shalom love because of lakav. It's one pasuk, it's already makav. Anything, there's no din in chachim, but the Evatesis says by the Isis. But if it's a din in kachim, then you need shalom love because of lakav. Is umeinla. Oh, this is a little bit of the Vilna you're saying. Meaning, I was trying to go back to the Ravid. The Kash and the Ravid, why is the Ravid not Paskin like the Rambam? It's Feresh and Safri. How does the Ravid know this is Safri? So the Ravid says that there is one din that you cannot be Makdash at Terz Mame. And they all say we said that you can't say the Ravid learns that's the Josh of Safri. Don't be Makdash at Terz Mame because that you don't need a Pasuk. That's a din by all Kachim. So it could be, according to this, it's telling you this. If you hold the paraduma is not a din in kachim, it's din in tayra, you wouldn't have this din of you cannot be makdash teres manik. Maybe the rabbit holds that, like this said, that paraduma is a din in tayra, it's not a din in kachim. And there's really no din that you cannot be makdash teres manik, you didn't kachim. So the rabbit needs a safri to tell you this. He learns v'yichol elach haparah that don't be makdash teres manik. That's all. He'll take when the kicha is going on to be makdash it. Take it for a carbon to take it for, I mean, for a paraduma. It's a shulga doichik. I'm just trying to vent a little bit. The Ravid.
What's the Ravid say? The Ravid says that there's no such halacha.
The Ravid says no such halacha. You can be, but you can't. But the Ram says you should not buy it before it's should not buy it before it's pas gimel. He says not true. He says you could buy it to gimel. He says just don't be makdash it. He says only don't. You have a zoshin. What?
They had their own paraduma. What happened?
Another one. Oh, if it grew by them, it was owned by them. Oh, what would they do? How would they become this din? It's a good shayla. I was wondering, b'chol, if they made a mistake or if it grew by them, can they be marked away to somebody else and then be kind of back?
Maybe it's with that.
Is it a problem with dichu? I mean, if it's ma'akib, maybe you know dichu is also by kachshon mocher. Dichu by mitzvahs is a shayla.
If it's kosher, you can't be pointed.
Only the Ravid says that. Right. Okay. Shker.